Horseman roadside assistance. Are you currently need a roadside?
This is an insurance agent. I'm calling because I have a client that said that they couldn't get verified in the system, so I'm hoping to correct that problem and find out what's going on.
Okay, did he remember what agent he had?
No, no. We just need to do this from scratch. Yeah, and just I'm trying to. He had canceled with Horace Mann and went to another provider with Progressive, and then now he's back. So there may be some confusion with policy numbers, and so I just wanted to confirm that if I could. And see, what do you want first? His phone number?
Yeah, what's his phone number?
It's 801-645-1265. But I had just recently updated that. I noticed it was his home number, not his cell phone, that was the main one listed. So it's possible that.
Did he do this ticket today?
Yeah, he just called in earlier. Yep. He's still stranded. I'm trying to help him out right now. And then
okay,
I've got a
what's
home
his
number
policy
if you
number?
Want to try that one instead. Okay, his policy number, his current policy number with us is 65-30-139.
You said 30?
07. 30, yep. 65-30. And then 139-07-0102.
Is there any way you can merge him into the call?
What was that?
Is there any way you can merge him into the call?
You probably could figure out how to do it. I'm on a cell phone. I'm working from home. I probably could figure it out. But the point of this is to get it solved so that he's in the system. Because he already called you guys 20 minutes
ago. Yes, sir. That's why
apparently
I'm telling
from the voicemail
you.
He just left.
Could you? Is there any way you can merge him into the call? Because if it doesn't come up, send you guys to customer service, and that should be able to help you guys. That's why I stated that.
I guess I don't understand. Say that again.
I said if he was to merge him into the call and it does not work for me, I can send you guys to customer service, and customer service will be able to help you guys further than what I can.
I am customer service. I am the agent, and I'm trying to figure out what we need to do so that you guys can find him in the system.
Sir, I'm telling you, our customer service. You're not our customer service, so I'm telling you that our customer service will be able to help you further than what I can right now. If you was to add him
I
to
see.
The call.
Yes,
sir. That's why I was saying that. Because it's not coming up in the system. You said 65000.
Can you try a different policy number? Can you try a different one? Because he had canceled before, and the policy number was slightly different. It was 01 at the beginning. Could you try his previous policy number, see if that pulls him up? Because he was with us, then he canceled, went to Progressive, then he came back, and it changes policy number by one digit.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, sir. You can give me the customer's other policy number.
Yeah, it's the one I just gave you, and then just one at the end, the digit one instead of two. Do you want me to give that to you fresh, brand new, the whole thing?
No, I have it.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I'm gonna reach out to. I'm gonna reach out to my team lead to try and help me. Then if he has this coverage, then we're gonna give him the coverage then. Hold on one sec, let me
He
reach out to my team.
does. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
And you're the customer service for Horseman?
Yes, Horseman. Zener, can you close that door?
Okay, so the only thing we can do, sir, I reached out to my team lead, and that's what they told me. The only thing we can do, sir, because it's not coming up, and I tried it by his name, his zip code, and that policy number. The only thing we can do is offer him an out-of-pocket expense and have him have him submit for reimbursement consideration. And if you don't want to go that route, y'all can speak with customer service on Monday, because I was telling you that it was open, but I've learned that they're not open on weekends. So
Okay. Can you do a different phone number for me? Because it looks like there was a home phone number instead of his cell phone in our system. Could you try a different phone number and see if that pulls him up?
it doesn't go by the phone number. That's just how we look up for the ticket that he started.
Oh, I see. So that's
Yes,
not
sir.
if. I
Yeah,
was thinking maybe you
that
had to have the phone number and the policy number match up or something. Okay. Well, this is unusual. I've not really dealt with this in the past, so I'll just tell them to pay for it out of pocket and then we'll get reimbursed. But yeah, it sounds like there's some type of syncing issue or something with you guys from Horace Mann. So we'll have to get to the bottom of it. But I
Okay,
appreciate it.
well,
Thank you so much.
sir, I do have to let you know too that yesterday and today, we've been having problems with Horseman. It's not just him. It's been other agents too, that their policy number is not coming up, and yeah, the agents call in and do verify you do have coverage. It doesn't come up, so you're not the only one that goes through.
Oh, okay. I thought it was unique. Okay, well that's good to know. So I'll let them know to just pay for it out of pocket. We'll get them reimbursed.
Yes, sir. And if he doesn't want to do that, let him know that our customer service is open on Monday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye bye.